What's up, everybody? This is Dan from Unschooling with Kai. Of course, I'm here with...
Kai.
Today's February 28th, 2024, and our question today...
Not topic question.
Well, I mean, it is a topic, right?
Yeah, kind of.
What are the different uses of brushes versus combs?
Mm-hmm.
This one sounds kind of easy, or dare I say stupid. I don't know why that is. And I know that there's some families out there that are like, oh, we know, like immediately. But maybe it wasn't part of ever really a big part of our culture to understand the difference between... Brushes and combs.
Brushes and combs, yeah.
And because I came from a family with two, like one brother, so it was two boys, and we always, almost always had short hair, and I think we pretty much only had combs for boys in the house, so it was just, I don't know, combs are for boys and brushes are for girls, but that's not necessarily true, right?
No, not necessarily.
And then Kai has super long hair. How long do you think this is?
I don't know, like...
This is really long. This is longer than a foot.
Maybe a foot and a half?
Maybe like a foot and 3 inches?
Foot and a quarter?
Foot and a quarter?
Yeah,
maybe a foot and a quarter.
Foot and an eighth.
That would be 3 inches, like yeah. Kai, you take showers and then get out of the shower and then to make sure that your hair
dripping
doesn't...
Dripping wet.
Bloop, bloop. To make sure that your hair doesn't tangle, what do you use, a brush or a comb?
I use a comb.
Use a comb.
And then it gets all untangly.
Do you ever use a brush?
No, not really. I don't need my hair looking nice. I just need it to be long. That's basically it. I don't know.
All right.
I just like it long. I don't like it like as long as it's...
You don't need it glowing. And...
No, I don't need it like... prettier. Like, I just...
Aw, but you already are pretty.
Oh my god. But I just need it like good, not like excellent. I just need it good.
Okay, and you're good. Just trying to do like the minimum to get by.
Yeah, good is good enough for me.
You have parents that say no knots, right?
Yeah. And then I'm like, oh,
right.
Dang it. I gotta go through and comb again.
Yeah. Okay. So combs versus brushes. And this was this is kind of like a learning experience for me. So let's explain what a comb is versus a brush.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you explain what a comb is?
A comb is like, it has like a bunch of like kind of small like sticks, I guess.
We would call them like prongs or teeth.
Yeah.
And they're like in a straight line.
In a row. And then there's like a
just
stick.
Just one row.
On top of them. Or there's like
stick on top of
or
them.
Or something like that glues it like together. And
that holds it together. And a handle,
and
right?
Then you can go.
But sometimes there's combs without handles.
Oh, yeah. Just like the teeth and then just like a top holding spot.
Yeah. Cool. So... And then what about a brush? How would you explain like a brush?
A brush is like many spikes, or not spikes, or like teeth, kind of, just everywhere.
Yeah.
In like a one row, other row, one row, other row, one more, one row, other row.
It's like if you think of like a cleaning brush or a toothbrush.
Or you think of a mirror.
Uh-huh.
And then you just break off the mirror part and just put a bunch of teeth on them. Like an old 1930s mirror that it's like it has like a wooden handle and then it goes out and
Yeah. That makes me think of an old brush too, actually.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't call them teeth on a brush. They would be like bristles
because
they're very flexible. Mm-hmm. Whereas for a comb, they're pretty sturdy.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they can bend a little bit, but not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I love like if I have like semi long fingernails, I just go. Oh
yeah, that is fun. I used to do that when I was young, and sometimes some would break off, and I'd be like, "Oh my god, put that back in the drawer. Don't tell anybody." So, comb has teeth in a straight line, and brush has bristles, and it's, like, flat and wide, usually.
Mm-hmm.
And they have handles, but sometimes not as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I've never seen them before, ever.
But I think a good way to talk about brushes would, like I said, like it's almost like a toothbrush.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then they just added like a...
Or like a scrubbing brush.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like the ones that you like...
Plaster.
Do on...
Concrete?
No. They're not brushes. Those are like... I forget what they're called. Trowels. Like
smoothers. Yeah,
trowels. Yeah. Those are flat. I'm thinking of like the brush for horses. You ever see people brush horses?
Yeah.
And those actually don't have a handle. It's just like a... It goes in... Your hand goes in like a loop.
And then you just brush. And then you get all that hair. And there's like a clump of hair like 1 foot by 1 foot. Or like a clump of hair like... Or a ball of hair like 1 foot
from
by 1 foot.
From horse?
Yeah, or something.
Have you seen it? Or
no,
you're just guessing?
I'm just imagining. All right. And then they roll it out and then they make hay secretly out of that. And then the horses eat that and then they get more...
I promise this is not a thing. Yeah, I was not. Just making this up on spot. All right, so bristles in the same way that the... Comb teeth can be like wide for thicker hair and fine,
mm-hmm.
or closer together for thinner hair.
Mm-hmm.
Bristles also have like finer bristles on a brush.
And I feel like I've seen like kind of like caps on the end of bristles, like very small like green caps.
Balls?
Yeah.
I've seen that too.
Yeah. Like just, yeah. And then I don't know what they do, like separate hair.
I don't know what they do either. No, that's idea. A really good idea. Like why balls? Why the little... Sometimes they're, like, different colored, too. They're, like...
Are they, like...
It's, like, a black brush, and then there's, like, pink balls on the end.
Right? Yeah. Or a black brush black brush with green balls.
I wonder... Well, so, while reading,
mm-hmm.
it was basically... People said, don't use those because they get stuck in the hair.
And then I think I saw, like, they tear hair sometimes, and, like...
Ugh. But don't take my word on that, because I don't... It's just what I heard, right? So like I said, for brushes, there's bristles with like finer bristles,
mm-hmm.
For finer or shorter hair. And then there's big bristles wide apart for thicker, long hair.
Mm, okay.
Right.
To like kind of clump it up, I guess maybe.
No. It's just cause for fine hair, you don't want, it just works well mm-hmm. together mm-hmm. to have like yeah. roughly the same size bristles versus hair. Mm-hmm. Right. What are they used for? What's a comb used for? Because you use a comb with your long hair
mm-hmm.
that is wet
yeah.
and your hair does tend wet to tangle.
And dripping and soaking.
Right. So you use a comb.
Yeah. To just like, it also gets like a wetness out.
Yeah, well, that's pretty interesting. It like squeezes your hair.
Yeah, uh-huh. And then it also just, because your hair is wet, it's more susceptible to tangles.
Hmm.
And that's why you don't use a brush while your hair is wet, and I never use a brush, ever.
Ever,
like literally ever, never, ever.
Yeah, and it does seem like, which is interesting too, because a comb, being that it's like sturdy,
mm-hmm.
the teeth,
yeah,
it's easier to get stuck in a knot.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, and then you can, you know, maybe like...
Then you know to stop?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, maybe.
Whereas a brush, it's kind of faster because it covers like a larger part of your hair.
Yeah.
But it's easier to break your hair, to like rip it.
Yeah.
Maybe because you're not really paying attention or not really recognizing. But I feel like if you're brushing and it... You, like, catch a tangle, you're still going to feel it.
Yeah.
But it might just rip through a little easier.
Yeah, and you'd be like, ow!
Yeah.
How?
So, combs are definitely good for detangling. They're good for wet hair.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really good for parting if you're creating a part on your hair.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're, like, very straight.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas a brush wouldn't be able to create that straight line.
Wait, a comb? Oh, yeah, because then... And plus, if they have, like, a sharp back, you can use that to, like,
uh-huh.
untangle.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they
And they use that for... Wait. They can use that for braids, too. To, oh, like, right. to pull braids from certain sections.
And then you, like, pull this braid and then put this one
yeah.
in here.
Yup. Whereas a brush, it's also good for detangling, but definitely not wet hair.
Mm-hmm.
It spreads oil around your hair, whether it's like oil that you're adding to your hair or your body oils to give it nice shine, to have glowing hair.
It's glow in the dark. Brian's like the brightness of like a million suns. It's like everyone in a 100-mile vaporize. Everyone in a 100-mile radius is instantly vaporized by the shininess. That's how shiny it
but
is.
But your toxic oils. So spreading oils, it's also removing dead skin, and it's also giving you like a bit of a scalp massage.
Mm-hmm. Scalp massage.
Sounds good though,
scalp
right?
Scalp massage.
Enjoy. when we talked about wet hair, combs being better for wet hair or tangly hair, they're also better for curly hair.
Wet combs? Yeah.
Yeah, combs. Especially for hair, like the kind of hair that a lot of black people have where it's like tight curls, right? And you can see, have you ever seen like an afro where it's like a black person?
Oh, they have like a...
It's wide and puffy.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
they'll
I kind of like that hairstyle.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
They'll use a comb that has the bristles spread really far apart. And they'll like pick it. And it stops, I'm guessing because it's, they're so spread apart that it stops the possibility of them getting stuck so easily in the hair.
Yeah, Because less like teeth.
Less chances, right, yeah.
For it to like hit, yeah. What if you just used like a toothpick and that was your, that was your brush? Or you just use two toothpicks like the width of your hair and then you just go one, another one.
It would just take a really long time. But then brushes are also good, for black people if they have short hair, if they have really short hair that they can use a brush.
Okay.
But it seemed like generally for black people using a brush, if they had longer hair it would tangle pretty easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially if it was like a stiff brush.
Mm-hmm.
Or had those like beads, the little balls that we're talking about.
Oh no, that would be.
But that's what we should figure out. What are those balls for? Mm-hmm. Who invented them?
Why?
Why?
Where? How?
Are they cooler?
Yeah. do they come?
What are they called?
Do they come in polka dot variations? like a green one here, a blue one here, a gray one here, a purple one here, a pink one here, an orange one here, an orange one, blue one, baby blue, yellow, orange, green, and forest green, and olive, and maroon, and okay, yeah.
You good?
Yeah.
All right. I got nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
You got anything else?
No, not really.
No. All right. Hey, guys, thanks for listening. If you have any thoughts or questions or, you know, any topics for the future, feel free to reach out to us. Our email is, do you remember our email?
onschoolingwithkai@gmail.com.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good work.
High five.
Dap it.
Dap. Wait, I got to stand
Can
up.
We dap it? It's okay. Yeah, it was a little high-pitched. Yeah. Okay, it was. I'm not doing it again.
No,
nope.
Come on.
Two's my limit here.
Okay.
All right.
Peace out.
Thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm. We'll see you all in the next one.
Yay!
Yay!